It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on the show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
No, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guy.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny. On Getting Skinny.
Doctor.
Lee, good morning. Good to see you. You're all green today.
Yes, for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's July 22nd, 2010, and we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Every month.
Wow, that's really interesting. Great day here in Atlanta. Nice and sunny, warm. Did you go out there and run this today? Do you have any exercise
after
yet
after the show, planning on it.
You still use those crazy poles that you walk around the
town? I mix it up. It's all about mixing it up.
You know, somebody sent me this video.
I feel safer with the poles. You know,
safer?
I can whack someone. You
know, right. But you have no bullets in that thing, right?
I swing that thing. It's a spear.
Right, but do you ever whack anybody?
I have
Runners?
Killed a squirrel accidentally.
Yeah. Anyway, somebody sent me a video yesterday. About
me pole walking?
No, but they sent me a video of this thing called a glide cycle.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
If you want to check this thing out, go on the web and go to glidecycle.com. You got to see this thing. This is like...
You know what?
Talk about... What was the thing we ran around in, those boot kangaroo shoes? We looked like morons with those kangaroo shoes on. Remember that? We did that, and we were like... But we were like, wow, these are cool.
Because we're
tall. And we're taller. And it was like added like another foot. For me, I was like 6'4".
Right.
It was like perfect.
Yeah, I really like that part of them.
Yeah, but we look like morons. But anyway, this glide cycle, you think that was crazy. Think about this. You've got what, like, is it a steering wheel?
There's a steering wheel. There's a seat. And then your feet.
There's no seat. I don't think there's a seat.
No, there is something that you like kind of angled into.
And there's two wheels.
Right, like a bike.
Right.
Except there's no pedals.
Right.
You actually are like kind of running.
Right. So I got an email from someone who lost about 300 pounds.
Using this thing?
No, I don't know if they lost 300 pounds. They're 300 pounds and they started exercising. They couldn't just go out and run normally.
Right.
And they did it with this thing and it just had tremendous results. And I saw this thing and I'm like, wow. If this this has got Dr. Fitness and the
Fat Guy. If they made a tandem, one of that.
All over
it. Should have them make a tandem.
This is the greatest invention. I think, man, to see me and you out on the streets, one of these
things.
That'd
be good.
Can you imagine the looks that we would get with that? That would be awesome.
Somebody sent me in a wacky thing, too. There seems to be, you know, those surfboards that you stand on? That's a new thing.
Surfboards that you stand on.
Right. Like,
what do you surf?
Have you ever seen, it's not for surfing, it's for you paddle, like long paddling.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that actually when I went whitewater rafting.
Right.
There were people on the...
So that's now becoming a thing.
Yeah.
Where you stand and just paddle, and then
where
you can
would
do
you
it
do
in,
this?
In the river, Chattahoochee.
You do this in the river?
Yeah.
You're full of baloney.
That's where you're supposed to do
it. You just got a canoe.
I'm not going to do it, but people could do it there.
Oh, I thought you.
Where it's like flat water, where it's
That's a good thing.
Right, and then it's an upper body workout.
Yeah, should we tell our listeners about the show that we're trying to come up with, or no? Should we hold that off until we get a deal?
Traction.
Till we get a real major deal?
Right, a TV show.
Yeah, but Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, we're really trying to work on a TV show. I think we would be great on TV.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, I think I'd be great.
You would.
I don't know about you.
We can.
You don't translate well on.
I know.
On
you know
TV.
What I was thinking is, we can have other fat guys. You know,
I don't want another fat guy.
You have another.
No, no.
We can just substitute ours.
What you and I do, my friend, is magical.
It's magical.
magical. Well, anyway, I'm excited here, Lee, today because we have with us our assistant in the studio. Our production assistant, Carolyn, is here, and you know, she's been helping us for a while.
Yes.
Does a great job lining up our guests
and making them appear.
Making sure that
now the pressure's on her. If they, we better have
right.
three
now
to three.
Now she's going to see if the people really call up today.
Right.
And then she makes sure like they send us crap, like
all
stuff that
stuff
we get, all their stuff, books, DVDs. She's the kind of the behind the scenes, and she's never really seen us in action.
No, correct. She's never even met us.
Never even met us. Yeah. We've talked a lot, and now she's in the studio with us, and I'm so glad she's here.
She flew in from Henry County.
And where is Henry County in Georgia?
I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
No
there's
idea.
So many counties in Georgia.
Hundreds of
you
them.
And we never even heard of them. People go, oh, did you hear what happened up in Apalachicoa County?
Like it's next door to us.
Right. It's like, you know, Georgia.
It's like when people say, oh, you know that guy, he went to Rutgers. He's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. So, Lee, there was something in the news. I read this article about this Meshuggah. And for those who don't know what Meshuggah means, it's fitness guru. It's another word for fitness guru.
Exactly.
Meshuggah. And it's that guy, Tony Horton. Do you know who that is?
Yes. He's my hero. Muscle confusion. P90X or something. I'm still trying to confuse my muscles.
Is there a lot of confusion going on?
Yeah, that's kind of totally confused.
There doesn't look like there's any confusion going on with you. It looks like everything's under control.
They're very confused. Yesterday, my bicep thought it was my hamstring. It was crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, it's really funny. There was this article. He was actually, I think he was up in D.C. Meeting with...
No, now he's the guru du jour. Everybody likes him because he's selling $1 gazillion worth of that nonsense.
Do you know what this guy... First of all, listen. I'm not going to say that I'm opposed to exercise equipment. I think there's a place for everything. Look, I think pull-ups, doing intense workouts, I think they're fabulous. My criticism over this workout is when you package it, put this thing on TV, and then you get these sedentary people that go, they look at Tony Horton, they go, this guy's ripped up to the bone, and they go, I want to be just like that guy. And all I have to do is work out like this.
Yeah, but it's not easy to work out like that. That's an intense workout.
It's insane. It's insane. So I'm waiting for – I want to see how many people drop dead from this workout.
They quit first. They buy it. They spend their $200 and then they quit.
That's the good beauty of this. And I constantly on our Facebook page, I get a lot of questions about the P90X. And I go, I think it's a great workout system. I think it's fantastic.
Do you think it's popular because P90, it sounds a little like penis? P90.
You know what? I never thought about that.
It's subliminal advertising.
I never thought that, but maybe that's why I did it. You know what he did before?
What?
He's a stand-up comic. For the people who want to know with the background of Tony Horton,
yeah, I want to
see
some
YouTube of
that.
He was a stand-up comic who went to L.A., and he was like, stand-up comedian, wasn't making it, fitness guru.
There you go.
Ding, 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 ding. So, again, it's one of those things where be careful when you start to work out. These P90X workouts, they're great for the advanced fitness buff,
It's a workout. Have you seen? I saw some of the infomercial of those things. They're like crazy. They're jumping up and down.
Yeah, they're doing lots of nutty stuff. Right. But
confusing the muscles.
Here was the thing. He went to Congress. They were saying, this is what really bothered me about this article I read. They were saying that the military needs to shape up.
Yeah, it's true.
No, it's not true.
Yeah,
here's what's happening. The military, you ever see Navy SEALs, military guys?
Well,
they're fit.
Yes, they are.
Here's what's happening. We have people that are showing up to go into the military
that
need to lose 40, 50 pounds. And they're going, look at our military. Look how fat. Look, if you show up at the dance and you need to lose, 60, 70 pounds, that's not the military's fault.
Well,
it's your fault.
That's where they think they're going to lose it. That's why they're going, is so they can lose some weight.
Right. So what needs to happen is we need to make sure that if you're trying to get into the military, come in under the weight under the requirements.
Maybe you should buy the P90X first.
Right. So, but he was up in Washington trying to promote, his system and doing this stuff with,
Where's the perfect push-up guy? He was a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
Where's he?
He needed it instead of perfect push-up. He needed a better name.
Yeah.
But he had the perfect pull-up too.
But he's got that. Yeah.
Yeah, and those are great devices.
Okay.
Those are good. Yeah, he's not hurting for money, but. Right. Anyway, so people out there listening, P90X, if you're doing the P90X for the advanced, the beginners, run away. Don't go near the P90X.
Maybe do the P90-45.
They're going to come out with something like that.
P90 8-minute abs.
And it's like, I think it's combined a yoga. I've never done the P90X. I
just saw the infomercial. It looks intense. We should get the guy on. Think he'll come on our show?
You can't find the guy.
Yeah.
But I do want to get him on. You know why?
Why?
You know who he's trained.
Who?
All the people out there. Who is he trained? The one person who I only
Lisa
care about.
Lisa Loeb?
No, she's married now. I don't care about her anymore.
No, sorry.
And I'm married now, too. No, Bruce Springsteen.
Really?
Tony Horton trained the boss. I don't know how the boss got hooked up with this.
Well, you could get him through that. Call one of your buddies.
No, I can't. I can't get the boss on the show.
No.
Absolutely not.
Horton through that.
No. So,
good
anyway.
Stuff, doctor. Man,
yeah.
you are scouring the news to get that.
No, but hey, listen, I'm not done. You thought I was done?
Wow.
I'm not done. No, I have one more thing for you. There's a guy that they just had the Badwater 146.
What is that?
It's a race.
Like a beer.
Well, it's a race through the Death Valley area.
Yeah.
And there's a guy by the name of Jack Dennis who celebrated his 75th birthday doing this event.
And he died?
No.
Oh, he lived?
You have 60 hours to complete the race.
Right.
And you run through Death Valley.
146 miles?
Yeah. It's 146 miles. For some reason, in this article, saying 135. But I always I always thought it was the Badwater 146. And so he's finished the race 11 times. The guy's 75 years old. And here's the thing. They only take, like...
Oh, you got to earn your way in?
You have to be invited.
Yeah.
You have to be invited. And the thing that you... You know, what you think is the reason why they're invited, you know, you don't know. And there's no secret. They don't let out why they pick certain people.
Right.
And they typically only have about 50 people. Like, I've seen their entries. Typically, the most I've seen entered in this race is 50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And how many complete?
It's a pretty high percentage. I would say at least over 70% of the people finish the race.
Oh, wow.
So it's a big percentage. But can you imagine running that much?
No, imagine how hot it is.
Forget about the hot. This is continuous running. Continuous running. Do you know what that's like?
No. I can barely run for 10 minutes.
To do it under 60 hours? So anyway, this guy, he did it 11 times. I think they just had it again. And he did his, I think this is his 12th one. And the high temperatures are about 119, and it gets really cool in the evening. So you go through these fluctuations of hot and cold. That's like the biggest challenge in the world. Because, you know, to become heat acclimatized is very difficult.
Right.
And then
it's cold.
Yeah. So very difficult stuff. But anyway, what's going on with you? Anything you want to tell me?
I used the crock pot to make barbecue pork.
What?
Is that healthy?
A crock pot?
Yeah. What do you think?
What, is that big dome thing?
Yeah.
From the old days? My grandmother had one of those
things.
Where did you get this thing?
Costco. What do you think?
Was it retro? Did it look retro or did it look brand new?
No, it's a crock pot. You just put something in.
But the way that it looked, does it look like it was back from the 60s or does it look like it's like the year 2000?
I don't know what it looked like from the 60s. It probably looks similar. But so we put a big thing of pork in there.
Pork.
With barbecue sauce.
What, are you rubbing it in?
Yeah.
Trying to rub it into me? Sticking me with the pork? I don't eat swine.
You choose.
Is that
not
why
to,
you're trying? Yeah. You're sticking this?
You
is that
put,
what
you're
doing?
You can put chicken in. You can put anything
you
want in.
Okay, but you chose pork.
Yeah, because that's delicious.
And
I'm sweating barbecue sauce. That's how much I ate. Is that bad?
So how did you make it? What did you do to make this?
This is the thing about a crock pot. This is the most amazing
device
ever. By
the way, for people out there who never listened to our show before, it's amazing how Dr. Finn's a fat guy. Like, we couldn't cook save our lives. But one of the most popular things we do is give out recipes.
Exactly.
And people love our recipes. And we're terrible at giving out recipes. So if you go to our website, matter of fact, you go to drfitnessthefatguy.com, go to our website and go to our wellness minutes. You'll find bunches and bunches of new recipes. There's recipes out there all the time. I just gave one today for spinach orzo and edamame and rice pilaf. And I'm never going to give one with a crock pot with pork in it. That's one I won't give. That's one I'm going to save for you, fat guy. So tell us a little bit more about this.
The crock pot is the simplest cooking device. You just take the meat, put it in the crock pot, pour in a bottle of barbecue sauce.
A bottle.
That's what I went with. I don't know. I'm just ad-libbing here.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Did it have a snout on it? Did the pig have the snout and everything?
It's just a chunk of, it's called the Boston butt, so I guess it's near the back of
you
the...
You ate something that was called the Boston butt?
Yes, and then it's just a big pile of pork.
Oh, my God. And it's not a chunk? It's shredded?
No, it's a chunk. Ugh. It's solid meat.
I think I'm going to throw up.
No, and then you cook it for 10 hours.
I think I've had
10 hours.
10 hours you cook this thing.
And that thing just, it's totally tender.
So
delicious.
You cook this thing for 10 hours. What are you eating within the 10 hours so that you don't go
it's
crazy?
It's dinner. That's for dinner. You do this in the morning, and then it's ready for you for dinner.
Well, I'm going to talk to our first guest about this. I don't know if Marilyn Ann Migliore is going to know anything about cooking pork in a... What is this called?
It's called a crock pot.
Crock pot. So we're going to find out what that... But anyway, we have Marilyn's with us. She's from the University of Michigan. She is a... she's written a book called The Hunger Within, and she's an eating expert.
I got some questions for her.
She's a psychologist. She's now... First of all... people who have had struggle with emotional eating, eating and weight disorders, this is the person to go to. Marilyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. It's great to be on the show with you.
Well, I know that we met back in New York a while back. I don't think the fat guy was there when I met you. Is that correct?
I don't think he was there. I believe it was just you.
Thank God.
I was at the
thank
buffet.
Thank God, Marilyn. Because
I was at the buffet.
I don't think you would have come on the show if you would have met him as well. Anyways, we were just talking about this cooking pork in a crock pot. And is this part – do you think the fat guy has got an eating disorder?
I know I do.
Do you think he's what do you think? Do you think he's –
Before you get in there,
Adam, 75% of people who struggle with their weight do eat for emotional reasons.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so it's a pretty significant segment of people who are struggling.
Marilyn, how prevalent are eating disorders in men and women?
Well, if you look at it from a standpoint and if you really consider compulsive overeating or emotional eating as a form of disordered eating, then and you look at our statistics nationally, it's about 2 out of every 3 people who's struggling with their weight. So I'd say that it's a pretty significant portion of the population, both adult population, and it's an ever-increasing number of children in our country.
How much do you weigh?
Wait, that's a personal question. That's a personal question.
If she's struggling and she wrote the book, then I give up.
No, she's not struggling. First of all, she's very thin. Very fit, thin, very attractive. I'm going to say less than 100.
Really?
Yeah, around 100. Am I right?
What are you guessing my weight?
Yeah, that's what I – well, I'm –
oh.
The fact I never met you, I did. So, it's easy for me to guess. But anyway, that's not important. Your weight is not important. What's important is, first of all, what are some of the most important things that people can do in terms of helping themselves get control of their out-of-control eating habits?
Right. Well, the thing is that, all the statistics are indicating that diet and exercise only offer a temporary solution. And in order to achieve permanent weight loss, it's important that you understand the role our internal script plays in affecting our eating behaviors. So that's really understanding the psychology behind eating, what drives your eating behaviors to begin with. Because most people, Adam, most people know that a cup of broccoli has fewer calories than a cup of Haagen-Dazs, and everyone knows that exercise is good for them.
Right.
But knowing these answers and not acting on them, that's what makes people feel so frustrated, so desperate, and so helpless, because what they don't understand is the why and the how. Why are they stuck in these eating behaviors that make them unable to eat the way they imagine normal people eat, and how to get out of this quagmire? And that's the missing link, and that's the heart of the problem. And
so,
that's the place where most people struggle because they don't know how to get that piece addressed.
Is it because they don't recognize that they're struggling? Or
they
do recognize
themselves engaging in the behavior,
uh-huh.
but they're not able to grasp what's driving it to begin with and then how to take it and switch it.
Now, how much of that drive, Marilyn, is due to
overactive thyroid?
No. Yeah. Not to overactive thyroid. How much of it is due to the way that we've been trained to eat? There's a book out by Dr. David Kessler, The End of Overeating, who talks a lot about how certain foods in certain combinations become highly addictive, and that it's almost the addiction feeds the addiction. If you have the right amount of sugar, salt, and fat mixed together, it's very, very addicting. How much does that play a role in not being able to control your hunger?
Well, there is a physical component to addiction. That's definitely true, and it has been shown that certain foods can create a change in the chemistry in the brain, in particular the dopamine levels. So there is definitely the physical component. But typically with people, one of the patient populations I work with are people who've undergone the gastric bypass surgery.
Right.
So physically, they are not able to consume calories or food, and they're very limited in the kinds of foods that they consume. So they all lose weight. OK, okay, they all get down to their goal weight.
Right.
But what they were finding happening, and what seems to be a very common trend, is that many of them switched addictions.
Really?
So they just swapped one compulsive behavior for another because they never got underneath to really treat what drives the compulsion to begin with.
What did they switch it for?
So you can treat it from the physical standpoint, but unless you get under there and treat it from the psychological standpoint, which is where the driving force lies, then a person is never going to be able to be fully successful at permanent weight loss.
Now, when you say they switch one addiction to another, what were the other addictions that they?
It could be anything.
They would start gambling,
right.
Shopping.
Now,
you know.
Oh, okay. Now
Marilyn, so they would ultimately what they're doing is they're continuing to play out the script just in a different arena in their life. Because that's typically what happens when you're treating this sort of compulsive or addictive behavior, is they can switch from one. Like, I have had so many people that come in to see me and they say, you know, I quit smoking and I gained 50 or 60 pounds, or I quit drinking and I gained, you know, 60 pounds. And they may say, I find myself now doing the same thing with food that I did with cigarette smoking or with alcohol. And I feel that same sense of out of control. I feel the same level of guilt, the same level of shame. All they've done is just switch one compulsive behavior for another.
Now, is it possible for you to teach me to switch my compulsion from food to, like, being a workaholic? Do you have that skill?
He wants to turn this into a positive,
I'm
Marilyn.
Take a negative and make it a positive.
Right. His wife may not think so, but he thinks so.
Well, you know, all compulsions, even if it's compulsive exercising, has consequences.
Ding, 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 ding.
So, you know, the key is not to swap one compulsive behavior for another, but get at what drives the compulsion to begin with. You know, it's interesting. I had one patient who was in who had had the bariatric surgery, who was in my workshop here at the University of Michigan. And of course, you know, the food for him wasn't quite a significant issue anymore, but he also was a compulsive gambler. And after he completed the workshop, he said, "You know, what's really interesting about this, Marilyn, is I'm not gambling anymore."
Oh, really? So it transcended other aspects of his life.
Right. You know, and that's the key piece. You know, you have a lot of shows right now. I mean, all of my patients and all the people in my workshop, they all watch The Biggest Loser. They're glued to the show. They know all the characters. And it's really interesting. But yet every one of them recognizes that one of the pieces of that show that is not fully addressed is the psychological aspect of people's eating behaviors. They never really address the script that drives eating behaviors, that drives all of our behaviors, and every one of us has a script.
So can you really get into my script and make me stop?
I'm there too. I have a script too, Marilyn. You got to help Dr. Fitness and the fat guy here.
You're going to earn your money today.
How do we get us to what do we have to do? Do we have to come to Michigan and take the
workshop? Is this going
to
require me to lay on
a
couch?
Do we have to go to the workshop? Is that what this is about?
Well, you're welcome to come out here to Ann Arbor and join me in the workshop. But actually, I have put together a self-help workbook that replicates the same course of treatment that I use with my patients here at the University of Michigan.
Listen, if this means that the Dr. Fitness and the fact I have to dress up like cows again, we are not going to get into that cow suit. That's not going to happen. We're not going to do that.
Well, you know, really the first step in addressing these scripts is first recognizing that you have one and getting a closer idea of what the script is all about. Because all of our behaviors, every behavior, not just in reference to eating behaviors, but every one of our behaviors is telling us a story. And it's our story, and it's our script. So you start with the behavior, and then you go backwards and try to uncover what is it that's driving this behavior to begin with. Like, are you a nighttime eater? Are you a secretive eater? These are all behaviors. Are you a grazer? Do you notice that you eat when you're feeling stressed or when you're bored or when you're angry? Do you hide food? Do you feel guilty after you've eaten certain foods?
Have you been following me around?
What if the answer is yes to all the above on that so far?
Yeah, and so that all of that's starting to paint a picture. It's painting a picture of that internal world that you live in. And that internal world that we live in, that's what drives all of these behaviors. So just beginning to go in there and grasp the fact that I have a script and we all have scripts, so it's in no way pathologizing anybody.
Right.
And when we begin to recognize our scripts is when we see ourselves falling into the same old patterns over and over and over again, and recognizing that these patterns that we're falling into, these behavior patterns, are causing us distress, physical and or emotional consequences.
Right. So how do you make the change? Like, once you've identified it and you say, oh, yeah, I do this, and yeah, that's me, and then, but what makes you change the behavior?
I think it has a lot to do with fire and some sort of
electrical device.
If you go to do something, you shock them, and they go, I won't do that again.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's
well,
what it is.
Well,
it's not
necessarily creating a negative reinforcer like shock therapy, but really one of the things that people don't realize or recognize that is that these scripts were written when we were little kids.
Right.
They were written through the eyes and the perspective of a child. And the stage for the script was set during early childhood, and it affects our emotional take on almost everything, including our relationship with food. And so keeping that in mind, that, you know, the scripts were written when we were children, and we formulated the scripts then when we had a limited capacity to really rationally and analytically assess the world around us. And so every time we revert back into these old scripts, it's like we become little kids all over again. And we start reacting and experiencing the world around us in the manner that replicates how we felt and experienced the world as children.
Okay? Wow.
So realizing that every time I go into this script or this behavior, and we're talking about eating behaviors,
you're acting
like
a child.
You're going back and becoming a little kid
again.
Right, but
I want this. I want that.
But I had a fast metabolism as a kid. I don't have a fast metabolism anymore.
Absolutely. One of the advantages of being little kids is we do have a metabolism that can oftentimes make up for the difference of the amount of calories,
right,
for instance, that we're consuming. But as we continue to grow older, we all know that our metabolism changes, and eventually it catches up to us. So in some ways, we can get away with some of these behaviors earlier in life, but then they start to really compromise our health and well-being as we get older. And it's using now that adult brain that we do have. Then you can use your own. It's like doing your own internal therapy,
right,
is you start using your adult brain to go back in there and begin to dismantle that old script that you wrote when you were a little kid.
So, Marilyn, do you have to go back and rewrite the script as an adult now? Do you have to go back and now you have to put in different things and different associations with things?
Right, because, you know, what gives food its significance for people and what gives food so much power is the meaning and all of the associations and all the connections that we've made with food over the years, and particularly when we were little kids. And so when I said when we're small children, these scripts affect our emotional take on everything, including our relationship with food, that's exactly where it all starts. It starts in early childhood. And you can even go back, and many people can recall specific situations or connections that they've made between specific food and specific people in their lives.
Wow.
And I actually had one patient, this was really an interesting patient, where food was restricted when he grew up, because he grew up in a very large family, and for economic reasons, foods like sweets and candies and all those kinds of foods were restricted in their household. And so for him, those foods became very special. Okay.
Right.
And he said at Christmas time, what happened was every one of the kids would get a box of Cocoa Puffs.
Wow.
And that was to last them for the entire year.
Oh, man.
And so he said that he recalls going over to visit friends at their house, and they would have cabinets full of cookies and Twinkies, and he would go in there and he'd actually take the food and hide it and hoard it and put it in his pockets. He said the whole time he was there, he couldn't take his focus and his attention off that food. He'd find himself obsessing about sweets because it was something he didn't have. He'd find himself eating those sweets, and then he'd find himself feeling guilt and shame associated with it.
Wow.
So right there is a perfect example of how an experience with food early in life comes to shape that relationship that person has with food in adulthood, because to this day, he finds himself obsessing about sweets, sneaking the food, being secretive when he eats it, feeling the guilt and shame. It's like he's right back there, that little boy all over again.
Sometimes Cocoa Puffs are just Cocoa Puffs, though.
Right. I mean, to another person, Cocoa Puffs are just Cocoa Puffs.
That's right.
It's like you can take two people and you can put them in a grocery store, and one person will avoid the aisle with the potato chips for fear that they'll end up buying them. Or they'll even say they can smell the chips in the bag when they walk down the aisle. Another person can walk down the same aisle and not even notice that they passed the chips.
Well,
and it's the same bag of chips. It's the same aisle, the same supermarket. It's the meaning and the association we connect with that food.
The book is The Hunger Within. We have been talking.
The 10-year anniversary.
The 10th year anniversary. I know. Great stuff. Really interesting stuff. Also, you have a 12-week program as well, Marilyn. Is that correct?
Yes, I conduct the 12-week workshops currently here at the University of Michigan, and I'm actually going to be making the workshops available in New York City this fall so people can actually attend the live workshops, and I'm working at actually putting the workshops online as well. But the workbook itself, which can be purchased through the website, which is thehungerwithin.com, actually does replicate the same course of treatment that I use here, and it's actually a self-help workbook.
Well, there's two ways that you can fix, Lee. From what I've understood about this, there's two ways that you can fix your eating disorders, and that's meeting Marilyn, getting her book, The Hunger Within, going to the class, which will be in New York City, and or I say you marry a psychotherapist Marilyn, and she'll solve your problems for you.
For free.
I think that's the way you do it.
That's the secret.
There's only two ways you can do this, right, Marilyn? That's it. You either... that's the only way to solve the problems that you might have. Great information.
Good stuff. I mean, and what was Freud's BMI? Do you know?
No idea. Marilyn, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We really appreciate it. We'd love to have you back on and talk again in more detail about this fascinating stuff.
I would love to be back on, and thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Marilyn. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That is Marilyn Ann Miglior. She is the author of The Hunger Within. Go to the website, thehungerwithin.com. She's from the University of Michigan. You know she's smart, Lee. You've got to be from Michigan. Nutritionist, psychotherapist, and eating weight loss, weight disorder expert as well. And great stuff. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Ways to Raise Active Kids. It's going to be out soon, Lee.
And one way to raise fat kids. Right? Is that a bonus?
No. We don't know how to raise fat kids yet. We'll get the jury's still out. We got young kids. It's when they become adults. That's the really
issue. If they're fat as a kid, they'll be fat as an adult.
Go to our website. Become one of our friends on Facebook right now. Put down.
We'll hold.
We won't even talk anymore. Go ahead. Sign up on Facebook.
We're watching you.
And go follow the fat guy at Twitter at fat guy. Right? What is it?
At fat guy.
And I'm at Dr. Fitness 6. I got in the game a little late. Sorry for the 6 at the
end
of
the five other Dr. Fitnesses
that are out there running around. Anyway. All right, Lee, let's bring on our second guest today. I'm excited to have with us once again Leslie Bonsi. She is a nutritionist. She has worked with everyone. There's no one she hasn't worked with. Pittsburgh Steelers, Pittsburgh Penguins, Pittsburgh Pirates, the Brewers.
I think she was with Roethlisberger when he was in
Ben
Millageville.
Ben Roethlisberger, she worked with in Milledgeville. She worked with him trying to get his weight down so that the
he can fit in bathroom stalls easier.
Anyway, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
It's great to talk to you once again. We're going to be talking today about the Gatorade products that are out now.
Personal favorite of you.
Well, Leslie, I don't know if you know this, but orange Gatorade, growing up as a kid, this was my favorite drink on planet Earth. It still is to this day, one of my favorite drinks. And
you know, it's the whole thing. It's the color, it's the taste, and I think most importantly is when people are using a Gatorade and using it as a sports drink, which hopefully implies that your body is physically active. So that's two for two. It's a good thing.
Right, exactly. Now, Gatorade has really gone, and really a lot of companies have gone strong with, you know, Gatorade is no longer, it's not just, you know, different colors and different flavors, but now it's different numbers. You got the G2, you got the G series, you got the 1, the 2.
And the Tiger, that helps you get ladies.
Yeah, that's right. No, I think they got rid of the Tiger line. Or maybe they'll bring it back once, you know, I don't know. But what's the differences between the new Gatorade products and the different lettering that's associated
you
with
it. You
know,
I went to University of Florida where it was invented.
That's right.
That's great.
That's exactly see that? Right.
Wow, Lee, that's fantastic.
Little plug for the Gators.
Oh, boy.
I didn't see that. The Rutgers.
For the rest of us, and for the rest of us that aren't Gators.
That's right.
One of the things that happens is the Gatorade itself, the Gatorade that everybody's grown up with, is what is the sports drink that has in it the carbohydrate with the sodium, so that you're actually enabling the fluid to leave the stomach more quickly and get to the muscles more quickly, so it actually can function the way it should when your body is physically active. However, not everybody that is physically active is expending the same number of calories, and since the development of G2, which still delivers on the fluid and the sodium, but it is lower in terms of the carbohydrate content, simply because not everybody's going to need that same number of calories. So it still is functioning in the same way of the fluid leaving the stomach more rapidly, but with a lower calorie cost attached to it.
Now, they have a lower calorie content, but what they've added is they've added sweetener to it to give still the sweet taste.
Well, but because I think most people are not going to be overly thrilled with just drinking salt water. If that was the case, you'd go swim in the ocean and open your mouth. I mean, that's not what people are going to do. We want to have some of the sweetness there for two reasons. Number one, it actually helps the fluid to leave the stomach more quickly and get to the muscles. And number two is even that little bit of sweetness that's added is providing a little bit of fuel for the body. And one of the things that has happened now with the naturals is that the source of the sweetener is a little bit different using the stevia, and across the line, the high fructose corn syrup is out. So it was one of those things the company decided, no, that's not going to be in the product anymore. So a lot of people are worried about HFCS, so not to worry.
Leslie, this just not to go off the subject here, but one of the things I used to always notice about Gatorade was when I used to buy it, I could drink it so quickly. Like, I can literally drink a 32-ounce thing in a couple of seconds. And when I looked at the ingredients, I always noticed it said bromelated vegetable oil. And I always wanted to know, is there some reason why this beverage can go down so quickly? Is it having to do with this bromelated vegetable oil?
It just slides down.
It's a teeny little bit that is there, so that's why you don't even see anything listed on the nutrition facts panel in terms of the fat, because it is absolutely minute. More related to the coloring. But one of the things about a Gatorade bottle too, when you think about that and compare it with, for instance, a water bottle, is the mouth opening.
Right.
Wider.
Right.
It's wider for a reason, because it's not just what's in it, it's the bottle itself, and really to encourage somebody to consume the fluid more rapidly, because then it leaves the stomach more quickly, which is basically what you want. So it's getting to the muscles faster.
Right. Now, when they formulated Gatorade, obviously one of the most important things was gastric emptying, meaning mm-hmm. when you have the drink, you bring the sugar into your body. It needs to go to the working muscles, and then we need to get the energy out to the tissues. And that has a lot to do with how sweet and unsweet the drink has to be. Is that correct?
Yeah, the overall carbohydrate content of it, because that's really why with a sports drink we're talking about something that is dilute.
Right, so dilute, like a hypotonic solution.
If it was too concentrated in sugar, it would sit in the stomach for too long, and then you're never getting it where it needs to be.
Exactly. Now, also, too, a lot of people, when they think of getting a sports drink, one of the big reasons it's important to drink sports drinks is because of the electrolyte loss, the sodium loss within exercise. A lot of people don't realize that when people cramp, a lot of times a lot of it has to do with the concentration of sodium and the concentration of electrolytes that people lose when they sweat.
Are you trying to get a job there?
No, I'm not. It's just saying that some people have different sweat rates. Some people sweat a lot more than other people.
Well, and not only the amount that somebody sweats, but the composition of that sweat.
There
are a lot of people who I would, with the big L on their forehead, the salt losers that are out there. I mean, I work with baseball players as well as other sports, and a lot of my players, they'll take off their cap, and it's white on the inside.
Right.
You know, it's dandruff. It's like, no, no, that's not dandruff. And, you know, those that are the real salty sweaters need to be consuming something other than just water alone or just something that's sweet with no salt. And we're hearing all this negative about sodium. That doesn't mean that people are downing an entire container of salt, but it does mean for the salty sweater, you have to have a way of putting it into your body.
Right. Now, there's also been a surge of information about replacing now drinks that are coming out with a little bit of carbohydrate and now protein being infused for recovery from sporting events. Does Gatorade have a drink that addresses that issue?
It's the pastrami.
The pastrami line, is that what you have?
You know, there we go. Well, no, I don't know how many people would like that. You know, the vegetarians wouldn't be.
They wouldn't like that. The New Yorkers would love it.
The Gatorade Recover actually is the product that has, it's a hydrolyzed whey. So the difference in that contrasted with some of the other protein-containing beverages, it's clear. Not everybody likes the idea of a milky looking or milky tasting beverage after exercise. So this is clear. It's exactly the same look as a Gatorade. But yet it does have some protein in it. And reason number one, to help with the protein resynthesis. So kind of like the body shop post exercise to help the body restore. And also when you have both the protein and the carbohydrate together, you get a quicker recovery, which is really what we want. So people can get out there and do it again the next day, or at this time of the year for my athletes, get out and do it again in a couple of hours because they're all getting ready for training camp.
Now, when you go out for a sporting event, let's say you're playing soccer or you're playing tennis or something like that, do you need to have a couple of different drinks with you? Do you need to have the Gatorade and water too?
Like, no, forget water.
You don't need water.
You know what? I think that you're going to want to have a couple of different things. Always water is important to have, but it isn't just water alone. And so if somebody says, well, I'm bringing a couple of bottles of water, I'm bringing a couple of bottles of Gatorade, or I'm bringing the powdered one because there's another option to bring it that way and use it. And plus, oftentimes when something is sweet, it encourages people to drink a little bit more than they would otherwise of just water alone. And then we've got the whole sodium angle being addressed when we do a sports drink, which obviously water won't do.
Yeah, you should carry a vending machine. That's what I find.
Yeah, there we go. Or, you know, one of those little things, you could be like a little lazy Susan right around your waist there and just sit around and then you have the right beverage.
That's a strength and it helps with strength training.
Nice visual.
Or one of those camel backs, you know, where you have different tubes that fill you with water, Gatorade,
G1, G2. Or, you know, the beer one on your head, you could do that.
Right.
There we go. Yeah.
What about the Gator gum? How's that come into play in all this?
Gator gum.
Gatorade gum.
Gatorade gum. Gatorade has that gum. I've had it before, and it
tastes like the green Gatorade.
Yeah, but what happens is a couple of chews, and it's out.
It's out.
You're done.
Right, and really one of the overarching issue for all of this is drink, and that means beverage, and it means adequate beverage. So unless the piece of gum somebody's chewing is the size of a water bottle, it's not going to deliver in that regard because it just is not enough liquid. So even when somebody's mouth feels moist, and that is a challenge with gum, you chew gum, it's okay, I don't need anything else, because there isn't enough fluid there.
Leslie, does the timing of let's say it's after the event. You've played your 2 hours of tennis. You've played your 2 hours of soccer, whatever it is. Is it important to replenish fluids at a certain time after the event as well?
11 minutes.
Well, sooner than later. I don't think it has to be precisely 11, but, you know, usually the sports dietitians will say within 30. This sports dietitian says within 15 because I know what happens with my athletes, and they get pulled in so many different directions or distracted, and it doesn't take much for them to do that. And if they're doing something sooner than later, then at least they know that they're rehydrating instead of delaying that process. And that's why I think it really is a good idea for people to go to their workouts and go to their events with something in hand, that they know that it is there and they can start that recovery process. So to me, the cool down is not only you do your stretching, but you do the hand to mouth.
Now,
you start to rehydrate when you're done.
Leslie, the fat guy, he tends to drink his Gatorade with a little alcoholic beverage, a little vodka.
It's a good mixer.
Is there a problem putting the lemon lime with a little bit of Stoli That seems to be
it's encouraged.
You know, I'll tell you, I think my issue with the Gatortini is the problem with this is that alcohol, unfortunately, does delay recovery at a minimum 24 hours. So even you might be doing it both simultaneously, we really need to get the Gatorade by itself, maybe a little bit of food, and delay that alcohol somewhat so we don't delay the recovery.
Before we go, Leslie, what's your go-to flavor? If you have to choose only one, what's your flavor of choice with Gatorade?
Oh, it's orange.
You're an orange person, too?
It's my favorite color and it's my favorite taste.
You see, I don't know what it is. They used to only have lemon and lime and orange growing up. And I, you know, the lemon lime was okay, but that orange was so good.
When I was down in Florida recently.
My kids like fruit punch, though. They like all the crazy, fierce and fruit punch and blast.
I have a question for Leslie. She'll know the answer. Is the lemon lime, is it more green or more yellow? We got in a big fight on this.
Who got into a fight?
Me and my family.
About this?
Yeah, because some people insist it's more green, and other people think, no, it's more yellow.
I'm going to go with yellow.
I do think it's more yellow and not more green.
I'm going to go with more yellow.
Interesting.
Maybe it depends upon the light you hold it in. I don't know. I'm more yellow.
Yellow. So it's a yellow-based color.
What do you think, Lee?
I thought it was more green.
That's the fat guy. He's such a contrarian, Leslie. That doesn't really... Well, anyway, the new products are out in your stores. You can get them anywhere. Is that correct? Or is there only... Can you get them? You get them at Whole
Gatorade
Foods?
Gatorade Natural?
A lot of the whole Perform series, a lot of the sporting goods stores are having them. A lot of grocery stores are carrying them now. The Naturals has been at Whole Foods, but it's going to be a little bit more nationwide distribution. But they're out there and ready to be used.
And there's probably a free case sitting around if you go to Leslie Bonsi's house.
Yeah, go to her garage.
Go to her garage. I guarantee there's a case somewhere in the back there. Leslie, thank you so much for coming on the show. Anything going on in the land of Pittsburgh? Anything we need to know about any of the sporting, any of the people you're working with?
We'll see. At least our Pirates had two wins in a row that we're thrilled. It'll be an interesting football season. We'll see what happens. My Pitt Panthers are ready to go. You know, what can I say? It's always something to look forward to at that time of the year. I'm overly excited and ready to go.
This must be your busiest time of the year with all the athletes training everybody. I'm sure you have a lot of people that are consulting with you at this time of the year.
It never ends. I'm actually in Indianapolis today with our affiliate team for the Pirates. So, you know, it's always something. That's why I love what I do. I never have a chance to get bored.
Great. Thank you so much, Leslie. Really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Hey, you're certainly welcome.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Leslie Bonsi. She's been on the show before, and she is a nutritionist. She's written many, many books on sports nutrition, sports medicine as well. And she's a board-certified dietetic specialist as well and a registered dietitian. And you can also check out the Gatorade products at Gatorade.com and Whole Foods stores and check out their whole new performance line. Good stuff. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Last week, we had a great interview. You should go back and listen to it. We had a guy by the name of, you might have heard him before. His name is Bob Harper. Guy was great. Awesome. Great interviews.
I had never heard of him before.
Bob was on the show last week. We've had interviews with Jillian Michaels. We've had interviews with Denise Austin. We've had interviews with Rocco DiSpirito we had recently. That was a lot of fun.
Barry Sears.
Who else did we? David Kessler wrote the book, The End of Overeating. Bethany Frankel was interesting, too. We had a couple of weeks ago as well. Go to our website. Go check them out. Download them. Just click on. There's links to all those different shows. Great stuff. And also, just as a favor, first for doing that, go to our friends on Facebook and become one of our friends.
Yeah, I think we're giving out a prize soon.
We're giving out a prize? What's the prize?
A bunch of our stuff.
Oh, we're giving that to Carolyn, our production assistant, who's here with us today. We're going to give her a bunch of the prizes today. So we'll see how she does. Anyway, I am so excited to bring our next guest because...
This is the first time she's calling in from her new job.
We are excited to be with Carla Welsh once again. She is now working with Fitness Magazine, this wonderful publication. There's a hot girl with a bikini on the cover of it, which I like.
As opposed to last month.
Carla, if you have anything to do with the design on the magazines, keep doing the front covers like you're doing them. I like that. It works well.
Sounds good. Well, you'll be excited about the September 1 because there's more girls in bikinis.
So. Oh, that is.
I knew
you see that, Carla? You know exactly what Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy like. How are you doing, by the way?
Fantastic.
Are you working out now? Because I know you've had to move. You've moved locations. You've got moved from Iowa. Now you're in the big New York City.
Yes.
Now,
it's the same thing.
How? It's not the same?
Yeah, same thing.
Now, have your taste buds been shocked yet? Have you been shocked with the food that you've eaten so far?
Not really. I mean,
what?
There's so many options, though. That's the thing that I love is that, like, Iowa is, I mean, there's good local produce and everything, but New York, it's unlike any other place that you can get whatever you want any time of day.
How's that pizza? Well, tell us about the pizza so far, Carla. Have you tried any?
I've tried some. I know that you guys are way more into the pizza, I think, than I am, so I'm going to have to do some detective work before you come visit.
How are the Brussels sprouts?
Fantastically. You're going to have to try them when you come.
So we're going to have to check. We're going to need a pizza place. And also, make sure, Carla, before you get up there, I want you to experience what a Jewish deli tastes like. Go to Ben's Deli.
Okay.
Are there Jews in Iowa?
Ben's Deli.
There's no Jews in Iowa.
Yeah, there's a couple. They keep them all. They keep them on one ranch. No, there's a ranch there they keep them at. But anyway, I want to talk about this issue and the new issue of Fitness Magazine. Great stuff. A lot of great information and a bunch of different stories. There's a story about how to beat your desk job drain.
Yes. Do you guys – I know you've had the people on from Trek Desk before.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Do you guys have jobs where you sit at your desk a lot?
Yeah. Yes. But, Carl, I got to tell you, I also have a treadmill at my office.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was
That's
that?
Very nice.
And we have a treadmill there. And I took a – now, I don't have a Trek desk there. I just took a board, and I have a board that I put across, and I put my laptop as a station the other day.
Wow.
And
look
I got to tell
MacGyver.
You –
MacGyver.
I got to tell you.
How long before the laptop landed on
your
lap?
No, it was solid. It's rock solid. It is so awesome. But they recommend you set it at 1 mile per hour. Right?
Not you, mister. I can do it at 3.
No, I got to tell you. When you set your treadmill at 1 mile per hour, you're moving. You're still moving. It's not like you're not moving. You're still moving your legs. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the right speed. You may have to take it down to about 0.8, though.
Oh, having some problems at one.
No, if you're gonna correspond, if you're gonna do emails and you're gonna correspond, I think you need to take it down to about 0.8, 0.7 maybe.
What about when you're just looking at the internet?
No, internet you can go probably up to 1.5, even 2. But no,
you've always got the specifics for us.
Well, listen, Carla, but I think that's gonna revolutionize the world. I think that's the future.
Why, did they do an article? You did an article on this? What's happening with that in your magazine?
Yeah.
We did an article on desk job drain, so ways to kind of, like, beat it. We don't have, like, a Trek desk because we've tested that before, but say you don't have one and you're sitting at your desk all day.
Stand up.
Just, like, ways to kind of beat
so what do you do?
Posture or your tiredness and things like that.
So what do you do?
You got to read the article. You can't. It's not going to tell us
some of it.
You can't tell us everything.
We'll give you some tips, definitely. So one of my favorites is, you know, you're hunching over your keyboard all day, or even if you have a cell phone and you're sitting and you're texting, you're having like poor posture all day, so that you're leaning over and your neck is strained. So if you focus on making an L with your index finger and your thumb, and putting your thumb on your sternum and your index finger under your chin. That's about proper alignment. So if your chin is below the tip of your index finger, you need
Where's
to
your sternum? I need my anatomy
it's
book.
It's like your breastbone. So like right.
You can touch your breastbone to your chin? How big is your hand? What are you, Will Chamberlain?
No. So like you put
Listen,
your
Carla,
thumb,
the
like,
fat guy
right
doesn't. He needs pictures. He needs pictures. I need
someone to demonstrate.
Yeah, he doesn't
You're gonna
know.
Have to come here because I just poked my eye. This did not work at all.
So put your thumb, like, in the middle of the top part of your chest and then just kind of stick your index finger up.
See that? Well, like an L. You're making like an L, right?
Yeah.
See that? Dr. Fitness got it.
Yeah. That's great. Great tip.
Sorry.
Now tell us what. So is there anything that you can do? Like, I think one of the best things to do is people should, first of all, throw away their chair in their office. And yeah. Set up a station to stand. Sitting
yeah,
is
you can
awful.
Stand, that's perfect. Or if you even have an exercise ball or something like that is great.
Right, something where you have that like an exercise. Right, exactly. Create a little bit of instability when you're sitting is great too. I think that's
right.
Wonderful.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. Now, also, there's something. There's also the fourth annual Fitness Healthy Food Awards, I noticed, in this particular July issue.
Yes, that is one of our favorite columns, and we always get a ton of positive feedback from readers about that. Did you guys have a chance to look at some of our picks?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Fitness.
We have pizza, chocolate, like frozen foods, yogurts, and all kinds of great things. So you can basically take this with you to the grocery store.
Right, but this, I've tried all these.
Best pizza?
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, I'll tell you the sweet potato fries from Alexia.
Yes.
They rock. I've had that. I have them all the time. Those
aren't
are
they awesome.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They're really, really good. And the litmus test is my kids, and they actually love them. So those are really good.
What was best pizza?
The pizza was I've never had this pizza. Pacific Natural Foods 5 Break. Oh, that's right, because it's pepperoni. That's probably why I haven't had this
one. And then there's also a thin crust margarita pizza.
Now that's something
kind
I would
of
eat.
New York style, so.
Yeah, but you know what? It's one of those things, Lee. I don't know if the pizza ones are for us, because we're real particular about the pizza. We got to save that for the real Fellini's. Yeah. You know, we can't get that frozen. But also Amy's also has. I've had these too. The enchiladas are really good. I've eaten those.
Yes, Amy's has all kinds.
Amy's
of
makes great stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think Amy's?
Do you think she's a real person?
It is a real person.
Have you met
it's
her?
Like, it's I haven't met her, but it's like the daughter of the company owners. They named the company after.
That's like with Wendy's. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Wendy was in my journalism class in college.
No way.
And now, and now you're in working with Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. You couldn't hook up with that.
She's
company?
Like a franchise owner of Wendy's in Florida.
One? Like she owns
I'm sure
one
she
franchise?
Owns now. Well, her dad died, so she probably owns all.
Owns everything. Okay, so now but the thing about the Amy stuff is that it's all organic, healthy stuff. It's not like
but it usually tastes. Like that.
I don't know. I think it tastes pretty good. What do you think?
I know, because you've never tasted the real stuff. You only eat healthy things. You have no idea what real stuff tastes like.
Oh, maybe I don't. I don't know.
I think it's delicious for one. But Lee, you might like this column that we did about desserts. Do you enjoy your desserts during the summer?
Yes. Lee loves a big ice cream guy. He loves ice cream.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you
so
got?
When you go, do you get an ice cream soda or do you get a milkshake?
A milkshake? Oh, the way Iowa
soda.
People say milk?
I totally go with the I go with the float.
Yeah, I don't. A milkshake, and it's with an I, milk. Not milk, with an E.
Who
Do
said
I have
milk?
An accent?
She did, with her Iowa
You're
accent.
You're making fun of Carla with her
I'm trying
with
to
an
help
accent?
Her. I'm trying to help her fit in New York.
The guy from Brooklyn is making fun of the girl from Iowa.
I'm trying to help her.
That reeks of just not being right. I can't believe that. What about you, Carla? What do you like?
That's okay. I can take it. Well, we found out that the ice cream soda is actually a better choice. So if now that I know that, that's definitely going to be the one that I pick. The whole milk that makes the shake thicker, you know, that they mix the ice cream with, adds a lot of calories and saturated fat. So if you're going to pick one of the two, the ice cream soda is the one you should go with.
What's the difference? How do you make
one's made of water and one has milk in it.
No, one's with soda, right? Or no, that's a float. I'm thinking of a float.
It's like an ice cream, like a root beer float kind of thing.
Oh, you seltzer water, right? Once with seltzer, is that right? Yeah. Seltzer water is with the ice cream soda.
Yeah.
Like club soda. And the other one, and a root beer, and a float is with the soda.
Root beer.
Right, with root beer or Coca-Cola you can use with either one of them. Okay, cool. I got that down. Awesome. The thing I love about the magazine is there's lots of cool little blurbs. Like a lot of action in the magazine. Lots of different things. And it's
wait, I want to supercharge my metabolism. Is there anything in there on that?
Yes, there's so much in there. So glad you asked, Lee. Did you know that your metabolism begins to slow as early as your late 20s, which is kind of depressing?
Yeah, welcome to my world. Thank you.
But there's some simple ways that
you can rev it up.
Keep it humming, yeah. So we have tons of great tips in the magazine. There's a whole feature about this. But some of my favorites are lifting weights. If you add 5 pounds of muscle, you can zap about 600 calories an hour during your workout.
Wow.
So just adding the muscle to your frame.
Lee, if you added 30 pounds, you could disappear. You can eat an extra 5,000 calories.
Wow, that's worth it. and start bodybuilding or steroids. Can I? Do steroids help you build muscle?
Absolutely.
Well, they would, but I don't know if it would be very good for the rest of you.
Yeah,
it's a small price to pay. What else can I do to supercharge my metabolism?
Don't skip meals, even breakfast. So, like, even if you're not hungry, you should have a little something because your body kind of, you know, shuts down when you're asleep. So you have to make sure that you.
I wake up in the middle of the night to eat. Is that good?
No, but
every
also
3 hours.
No, but regardless. Also the good thing about breakfast is that what they found too is eating a little bit of protein in the morning seems to curb your appetite well, and it seems to not make people overeat later in the day.
Right, which is a great tip because it's good to eat things, you know, a little bit more in the morning than if you're
later
planning your calories throughout the day than in the evening.
Exactly. Now, what about there's also an article about running your first or your fastest 5K. Or 10K.
Yes, either one, your first or fastest.
How many articles are in this magazine?
There's a ton of them. There's even stuff about what deodorant to pick. You know, what's the best type of they give you a couple of different –
Man, no wonder why they hired you. They need a lot of help.
But it's for girls. It's the deodorants for girls. I don't think you can use the same ones for guys.
Can you? Or is that a myth?
I don't know why not, but, I mean, you would smell like a flower or something.
Right, I don't want to say – right. Lee likes floral smells, but yeah. I don't. So what are some of the tips that they give you in running your fastest 5 or 10K or your first?
We have a complete training plan for either beginners or for people who are looking to increase their speed for a 5 or a 10K. And then you can find the half marathon training plan online as well.
Oh,
and then
cool.
We basically walk you through the whole race and the training process. So we have like the stretches that you need to do after you train and then your warm-up that you should do before your race and how exactly you should eat before your race so that your stomach is calm throughout the whole thing.
Nice. Now, Carla, when I went down to South Beach to go meet with the people from Sobe Fit magazine, mm-hmm. The one thing I noticed is that everybody was like super pretty and, you know, everybody was fit and, you know, ripped up. How's everybody over there at Fitness Magazine?
Any fat people?
Is it the same type of environment? A lot of people crazy about fitness over there?
Yeah, it's very fit. And I'm actually working on something right now where I'm arranging for us all to take a few workout classes. So we get to go like during the day and try out some of the new trends for writing up in the magazine in the future. So that's a blast.
Have you had to change your workout now being in the city? Are you like doing more stuff outside like at Central Park and checking out new classes and different things?
Yeah, definitely. I've tried several new classes, and, you know, it's a great workout just doing all the walking around the city and the stairs from the subway to the street and everything like that. So that's a benefit, too, that I think I get more activity in just in my normal routine.
Now, the Fat Guy has a new workout plan. We haven't yet released it, but it's one of those things it's a high-intense workout. It's kind of like the P90X on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you go to Central Park by yourself late at night.
Yeah.
And you start yelling, "I'm here, I'm over here by myself.
I got lots of cash.
I got lots of money." And then you just take off running.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a new type of workout. And we think it's going to pick up
well
in major
urban,
cities.
Urban
environments, it works out really well. Now,
yeah. Sounds like it. I've got a new iPod. Come
find me. I have a new iPod. It's just out of the box.
iPhone 4. Where is it?
iPad.
I got two.
Right
I
here.
Got two.
Now, what about, have you been doing a lot of like biking and stuff?
She's
like,
only been there a couple weeks.
I know, but this is like a whole new world. This is like, this has got to be
so. She was from Iowa. She wasn't from like the Mojave Desert.
I know, but it's got to be super stimulus. It's got to be like crazy, like I want to try everything. I know
That's
Carla.
That's how you would be.
No, I know Carla.
She's
Carla would be
this
way.
She's got a good head on her shoulders. She's not like you.
You can have a good head on your shoulders and want to try everything, but I don't have a bike here in the city just for space reasons, but I've done spinning.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
That sort of counts.
Have you been to that yoga place? What was that yoga place that had the fitness in the yoga store? Remember we went to that place?
Yeah, I forgot the name of it.
Oh, Lululemon.
Yeah, Lululemon, yeah.
Yes, they have, oh my gosh, I'm so obsessed with their clothes.
You're kidding me.
We know the lady at the, what is it, Union
you don't even,
Square.
You don't even know
Union
her name.
Square.
You
don't even know her name.
We know the lady. Listen to him. We know the lady. You can't even remember her name.
Carla probably knows her.
I know. That store is dangerous for my wallet.
Is it really? We got to get you. We
don't remember. You don't remember her name either.
Of course not. But I didn't say I did. But we're going to get you hooked up with that store.
Are you near Union Square?
Yeah, I lived by there last summer. Our office is, you know, a little bit ways away, but it's an easy commute there.
Carla, so. What we want you to do is when you get to Union Square.
She was the hip-hop DVD lady.
Look up in the sky, and you'll notice statues.
Have you seen the statues of the people?
Have you seen the statues yet of the people?
Standing on the edge of the buildings? Is that still
no,
up?
No, I didn't see. I've never noticed that before.
I want you to start when you start looking up and notice the statues.
I don't know if it's still there. It was there when we were there a few months ago.
And also, the other thing that I want you to notice is when you look up, notice how many of those water towers there are over buildings.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Those little water towers that sit on top of buildings.
We haven't figured out why they're there.
We don't know why they're there yet. But
I went on a cruise one time that they were like pointing out city sites, and they said that that was just like how they did the water pressure for the like apartment buildings and stuff, is if they put it up on the roof or something.
Sounds kind of shady. Yeah. I don't know if I believe them.
It's
but
like
anyway,
old buildings.
Yeah, the older buildings. Right. Exactly. Well, the new issue, Fitness Magazine, the July issue. Make sure you check it out. We've just talked with Carla Walsh, who is with Fitness Magazine. She also has a wonderful blog. Check it out at healthfulbitesblog.com. And great information.
And follow me on Twitter at FitnessCarla.
At FitnessCarla.
Yes.
Man. Carla, we love always talking to you, and we can't wait to talk to you next month once again. And good luck in New York City. We're going to probably see you up there in October sometime. So get
Sounds
ready.
Perfect.
If you haven't been to Ben's Deli yet, you'll definitely find out what it is. And also, we have a job for you. And the job is we want you to scope out what you think is the best pizza place. Now,
so we can make fun of you when we go there.
No. We got to
figure it's not really the
No,
best.
But we got the best pizza, but what's our – it's not one of those gourmet pizzas. It's like the standing ones, you know, where you walk right
by
up.
By the slice.
And you get it by the slice.
Yeah.
Not the gourmet pizza places where like it's like a super duper fancy restaurant.
And you need a fork
restaurant.
And a knife.
No, we want like where you walk right up to the place and get a slice.
On wax paper.
Okay.
I'm on the job.
Great, Carla. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Oh, and the website for Fitness Magazine is fitnessmagazine.com. Great.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Carla.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great
Bye.
Day.
You too.
That's
Bye.
Carla Walsh with Fitness Magazine. Check out Fitness Magazine at fitnessmagazine.com or check it on your newsstands every month. We're going to be talking to them every month. They got great stuff in their magazines and great-looking girls on the cover. That never hurts.
It's a bonus.
It's always a bonus. And when you're online, also check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our books, You Can't Lose Weight Alone, The Partner Power Weight Loss Program, and our soon-to-be-released 35 Ways How to Raise Active Kids, and lots of great interviews, tons of great interviews. You're not going to believe, when you go to the site, you're going to go,
Man,
I can't believe
sure
those guys talked to Bethany Frankel last week. I can't believe they talked to Bob Harper. I can't believe they talked to Rocco DiSpirito. I can't believe they talked to Mary Lou Henner.
Jillian Michaels. Kathy Smith.
Denise Austin. Jack LaLanne. Who else?
Barbara Rolls. Brian Wansink.
These are all the leaders in the health and fitness industry that are out there. So make sure you check out our site. Great stuff. And check out our Facebook page. Also check out the Fat Guy at Fat Guy on Twitter and Dr. Fitness 6 as well. Well, that's all we have today. Please, if you have any questions, send them in. Go to our website. Send in your questions. Any guests that you'd like to see us have on the
show. And we're looking for an agent. So if you know an agent, you have them call us.
And not a
we fired our last agent.
Not a secret agent. Not like 007. We're talking
we'll
about
take him too.
An agent.
Doesn't have to be from America.
That's right. Well, also, check out some of our great recipes, too, that are out there on our website as well. For Lee Kander, I am Dr. Adam Schaffern. Every week, we are making healthy living
fun for everyone.
For Lee Kander, I am Dr. Adam Schaffern. We'll see you next time. Have a great day.